This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case for loving you.
All right, guys. So we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Welcome back. Thank you all for joining us this morning. I could hear you guys coughing. All the jingle bells and the mistletoe shaking and the eggnog burping is now long gone. Alright, because the holidays are over, but boy do I hear you guys coughing. And so I'll tell you guys what you can do for your cough, because I think that's pretty important. Apparently somebody had an issue on New Year's, such that his friends had to perform a tracheotomy with a steak knife. I realize many of you guys don't know how to perform tracheotomies on your friends. So I guess I gotta teach you how to do that. Not that I recommend you performing these life-saving procedures with steak knives. I think it's important for you guys to know how to do them. So I'm gonna be, teaching you that. We have some, very kind of startling news on, new drug approvals. We had known for years that, the Affordable Care Act law was very disencouraging and de-incentivizing and critical of companies coming up with new drugs, as they would have a very, very hard time selling them because generics usually get the foot in the door first when it comes to insurance formularies rather than these new expensive medications. And apparently the new drug approvals fell to a six-year low in 2016 with only 20 new medicines for sale. Now, some of you will say, well, that's good because these new medicines are expensive and generics are fine. Some of us, however, in the medical community are going, well, wait a second. Don't we need more, multiple drug-resistant antibiotics coming around the bend? Don't we need more cancer medications, immunomodulators, a variety of other things that I'm really, really looking forward to? Personally, I would like a medicine that makes me a little bit more feminine, because I got to tell you, the older I get, the lower my voice. I don't understand where all this testosterone is coming from. Okay, I mean, I used to be like, hi, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Now it's like, hi. So I don't understand what's going on. So personally, I have a wish list, okay, of things I would like drug makers to make. But only 22 new drugs made it through the FDA. Okay, that's not good. So we're going to be talking about that. We're going to talk about some of your New Year's resolutions. One of you had written in asking to get your husband off porn, how to deal with his porn addiction. We will talk about porn addiction on the show. I have no problem doing that because I think it is extremely important to start using less of our computer. And I think people get porn a little too easy. Remember, it used to be really, really difficult in the olden days. Okay, you had to, you know, wait for your dad to not be using a magazine, right, trying to find where his magazine was or whatever. And or, you know, cable would have certain stations that you could sneak and watch. Now it's just on your phone. I don't know if you guys watched Ted 2. Okay, did you guys watch Ted 2? I really can't go into the bit that they went into, but apparently when you Google something and Google does not like the way you typed it, it comes up with a search. Well, for those of you that watch TED 2, okay, apparently Google suggested a completely different search term, and it was pornographically related. So we have porn, not that that really happens by Google, but unfortunately we have porn a little too much too easily. So we're going to talk about how to try to get over that, because I think many people are addicted. Some of you are having trouble sleeping, so we're going to go over some ways to sleep better. I just have to do a shout out to this little brother, where apparently he and his little baby brother were playing in a dresser. The dresser falls, and this little toddler is able to lift up the dresser to get his little baby brother out of harm's way. So something like that is really, really cool. So as you can see, we got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but not too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC D-A-L-I. A big shout out to two new affiliates. We have WKDE from Alta Vista, Virginia, and KZWY Sheridan, Wyoming. Glad to have you guys with us and listening to the show. All right. We do have some good news from an economic standpoint. We learned about this earlier today that Ford Motor Company had announced plans. I apologize. We're getting some sound coming in on this story. I apologize. Ford Motor Company, on Tuesday announced plans to cancel the building of a $1.6 billion plant in Mexico. And instead, they're going to invest $700 million in a Michigan assembly plant. So we have very effectively swayed Ford. Trump gets the credit for this one, all right, from investing in Mexico and investing in Michigan. Trump had previously been critical of Ford's plans to build in Mexico. CEO Mark Fields, speaking at an event at the Flat Rock Assembly Plant, said the policies that Trump and the new Congress have indicated they will pursue were vital to the company's decision. They say, we believe these tax and regulatory reforms are necessary to boost U.S. competitiveness. And, you know, this is something that, as a doctor and as your radio doctor, I find just vital. Because one thing that was really a challenge for many of us from a health standpoint is the recession. And when you guys were losing your jobs in 2009 and 2010 and 2011 and couldn't get rehired and had to work multiple part-time jobs in 2012, all right, you didn't have health insurance. Or if you did have health insurance, it was crappy. You not having a job, you not having a good job, you competing for jobs, right, does nothing for your health. And so many of you will notice that I do talk a lot about the economy, as I think the economy and health are very interweaved. And so saying something like this is some pretty good news to start the new year off. I'm pretty happy about that. I hope they continue with it. They say the investment in the Flat Rock plant is set to create 700 jobs. The money, which was taken from the $1.6 billion earmark for the Mexico plant, will be used to open a new factory used to build high-tech, autonomous, and electrical vehicles, as well as the Mustang and the Lincoln Continental. Did any of you guys drive a Lincoln Continental? I love buying American. I just think it is so cool. The problem is things are so, it's expensive. I watch Shark Tank. I've been watching Shark Tank. I've been watching Shark Tank, and you hear people say, look, you know, when I try to manufacture it in America, it's expensive. If I can manufacture it in China, it's cheaper. We got to do something about it. We got to figure out how to make things cheaper. So excellent, excellent news. Don't go away. We got a lot to hit. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. You've been hearing a lot about My Pillow, and I'm here to tell you, wow, it works. I have a big head and a big mouth, and falling asleep at night can be difficult. With My Pillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep. And I don't wake up with neck pain like I do with some of my other store-bought pillows. My Pillow is my go-to pillow every night. And when I'm in the studio during the day, Shaky Boo takes his naps with his furry little tushy on it. So get your My Pillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW. Or you can call 1-800-419-1379. With My Pillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep. My Pillow is my go-to pillow every night. So get your My Pillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW. That's MyPillow.com, promotional code DDW, or 1-800-419-1379, promotional code DDW. It'll be the best night of sleep ever.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid. rapid absorption. Then Protovite Liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the run with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey,
Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Non attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
On the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Blake, who is working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. I want to apologize if I'm a little grumpy today. My husband got me a new iPhone. Apparently, they were, you know, selling these unlimited data plans, and I was perfectly fine with my phone, and my husband got me a newer phone so he could increase the data, because I'm just that type of girl that needs a lot of data, right? And unfortunately, when you transfer over things on your iPhone as opposed to your Samsung, everything doesn't follow. So all those text messages don't follow. All your apps don't follow. All your notes don't follow. The only thing that followed were the contacts. So now I have a phone that's kind of completely blank, and I'm really, really frustrated by it, so I'm a little bit grumpy. Got my panties all up in a bunch. Let's go to some of your questions here. We have Rick Rick, he says, new listener in Minnesota, caught the end of your show, and you sound very knowledgeable. Yeah, see? See, he thinks I'm knowledgeable. Did you guys hear that? Okay, is my boss listening? Hey, we have a listener who thinks I sound very knowledgeable. Thank you, Rick. Oh, gosh, I wish my boss was here. Let him listen to that one. So he said, caught the end of your show and you sound very knowledgeable, but I can't get a handle on what kind of doctor are you. Are you a psychologist? Are you an internist? Love the show. Okay, excellent, excellent. I'm a family doctor. Yeah, let me just quickly, I know many of my previous listeners have heard my life story, but let me just quickly summarize so you guys know where I am, so you understand what my credentials are and why I do deserve to be here. Most people think I slept my way right into radio, which is basically the only way to get into radio, but actually I didn't. Nobody wanted to sleep with me. In fact, everybody asked me to not sleep with them in order to get a job. So basically, I'm born in L.A., grew up, my father gambled a lot, good guy, but we moved a lot. So I basically grew up in Phoenix and Las Vegas, back and forth. And I went to undergrad at UNLV, University of Nevada, Las Vegas, because that's where my folks moved my senior year. We were just back and forth in Vegas a lot. And Vegas and Phoenix were very, very good to me, but I ended up setting up my roots in Las Vegas. After UNLV, I went to medical school at University of Nevada, Reno, up in Reno, Nevada. I dated everybody I could up in Reno, and I was turning 24, and I was afraid I wouldn't get married. So I asked my dean if I could move to California to be with my boyfriend, because I really think I am going to turn 25 without getting married. My dean couldn't wait to get me out of Reno, and said, absolutely, you could go. What do you need from me? And I go, well, if I have the grades, can I do my last year at UCLA and then come back and graduate in Reno? So I actually did my last year at UCLA. The reason why I'm going into a little detail with that is some of you asked me where I graduated. You had seen that I was a little picky with the Trojans yesterday because I had gone to UCLA. But when did I go to UCLA? It was my last year of medical school. I have to admit, though, I thought the Trojans did a great job. Yes, I was rooting for Penn State, but I have to admit that was an amazing fourth quarter. Let me just say that. Okay, so Trojans beat Penn State yesterday with a field goal at the end of the game, last 5 seconds of the game. So did my last year at UCLA, got my husband to marry me, right, at the ripe old age of 25 years old. I was getting old, and I knew, my biological clock was ticking back then, 25 years old is old. So then you have to do a residency, all right? Came back to Nevada to graduate. I graduate, and I get into a family medicine residency in Las Vegas, Nevada. So we move back to Las Vegas. And now I have my husband in tow. Now, my husband just graduated chiropractic school. So he is a chiropractor. So he started his chiropractic practice while I was doing my residency. Now, when you do a residency in Nevada, it takes 3 years of a residency until you get your license in Nevada. However, in Phoenix and in Arizona at the time, you only needed 1 year of residency. So many of us who had bills to pay, some of us who wanted to start saving money to pay off our student loans, had families to support, would moonlight down in Arizona to make some money while we were in training. And I was one of them. And so I contacted a hospital in Lake Havasu, the only major hospital in Lake Havasu, asked if they needed help. I had 1 year of residency. I got my license. I could help some of the coughs and colds, the easy fast track type stuff. And lo and behold, I ended up working in the emergency room, dealing with a lot of the heart attacks, strokes, etc. And it was a phenomenal experience. So I was an emergency room doctor for some time in Lake Havasu, Arizona. Finished my training in Nevada after 3 years of residency, and I started to set up my practice in the year 2000 in Las Vegas, Nevada. So, again, family medicine, full resident, etc. Got my board certification. I studied for my boards, passed my boards first time. Yeehaw! And those boards are hard. Passed my boards, and I set up a private practice. Was doing my private practice. seeing patients and loving my patients. And it was back in 2000 in Las Vegas, Nevada. You really didn't even have to advertise. The economy just started to pick up, and boy, was the economy so good. 2002, 2003, 2004, phenomenal economy. Then all of a sudden, things started to change at the end of 2008, and by 2009, people were losing their jobs in droves. I did a lot of community work. I did a lot of free work, and people would call me and ask me a lot of medical advice. And I would do so on the phone because it's expensive to go to the doctor. And so I was on the phone for a good part of my day every day. And one of my buddies in radio, Mark Spears, from the show at the time, Mark and Mercedes, said, "You have a personality for radio." My mom always said I had a face for radio, and he said, "You should try to, you know, start a show." Well, I thought it would be a great community service because nobody handed you a show. You had to pay for airtime. So I purchased some airtime, a once-a-week show. It was a little expensive, but I figured it was worth it, and it was in my charity budget, so I could do it. And it turned into a show that the bigger radio stations wanted, other affiliates wanted, and then I got picked up by XM, and then later iHeartRadio and GCN Network. And Genesis Communications Network now is my home for my radio show. We have multiple affiliates throughout the country, and I now answer medical questions. Still kept my board certification up. I'm still family practice, and that's what I do. And, one of you had asked me, why would I go to a medical school that wasn't Ivy League? You know, wouldn't it have been more advantageous for me to go to Harvard or John Hopkins? First of all, I know I make fun of myself with my grades, and but I did have grades that were Ivy League material. I mean, for undergrad, my SAT was 1450. I had a 4.3 GPA. I had all the bells and whistles on my resume with all the community service work and clubs and offices, et cetera. And so, yes, I could have gone to a Ivy League for undergrad and started my path there. And I think those schools are phenomenal schools. But that's not my personality. And I was poor. And I didn't want to be in debt to the degree that I knew doctors were going to be in debt. You know, I came from a family that was poor, and I had a family who originally was really reluctant to start credit cards and use credit cards because my father always said, if you can't afford it in cash, then you can't afford it. You know, why would you put something on a card if you can't afford it? Just because you have a card that you could put it on, such as a credit card, doesn't mean, you know, you could afford it. And so I wanted to go through school without borrowing any money. I even wanted to do that with medical school. I even worked during medical school. I waited tables while I was in medical school. I wanted to borrow as little money as possible because debt was a bad word. And unfortunately, medical school is so expensive that you couldn't. You had to borrow money. And so I borrowed money for school, and I waited tables to help my brother go through school. I gave the tip money to him. Little did I know that he dropped out of the classes and kept the money afterwards. But that's okay. I'll kick his butt when I see him next. So, for me, I loved Nevada. I loved Las Vegas. And going to UNLV when the Running Rebels were hitting the national championships it was just a great time. And I'm more, shall I say, what's the word for it? You know, I just don't, you know, appear that intellectual. And so for me, I was able to do very, very well and master my courses. When you go through your training and you are in an underserved population that is growing so quickly, I was delivering babies as a medical student. I was doing appendectomy. I was performing tracheotomies, which I'm going to teach you guys how to do in the next segment. And I was doing that as a medical student, whereas in many of these higher, institutions, no, you don't. So UNLV and UNR and UCLA gave me some phenomenal education. I was really happy. Don't go away. 1-877 Doc Dolly.
The
paid non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Get out your surgical gloves. We are going to teach you how to perform a tracheotomy. Are you all ready for this? No, do not grab the cat. No. You are not going to do this on the cat. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So a group of friends, I guess whose annual New Year's Eve celebration turned tragic, according to Fox News, occurred when one man began choking on a piece of meat moments before midnight. Currently, he is battling for his life at Nebraska Medicine. Five friends at the New Year's Eve celebration tried the Heimlich maneuver on 51-year-old Brian O'Neill before a doctor with the group, was forced to perform an emergency tracheotomy with a steak knife. This is being reported by Omaha World Herald. According to O'Neill's brother, Mike, no one should ever have to say goodbye to their brother or a loved one in this fashion. It's awful, just awful, he told KETV.com. Mike told the Omaha World Herald that doctors plan to wean his brother off medication Tuesday to evaluate his responsibilities on the ventilator. They said it was just a freak accident. The family said doctors determined the tracheotomy did not cause further damage to O'Neill's health as the meat was lodged deep in his chest. He lost consciousness before paramedics were able to open his airway. The community held a rosary service on Monday and dedicated it to O'Neill, who is well known as a coach in the town's youth sports circuit. They said you should never leave home without telling anyone you love them because you never know when something like this is going to happen and if that will be the last time you talk to them. Mike told KETV, we need your prayers. You know, it's very interesting because, I mean, when I grew up, my parents, you know, would always tell me, don't talk when I eat. And I thought it was just they didn't want to hear me talking and they were trying to tell me, you know, to shut up. But really, you know, when you are breathing and eating at the same time, you increase your risk of stroke or you increase your risk of choking. So I'm going to teach you guys how to do the whole Heimlich, and I'm going to teach you guys how to do a tracheotomy if that has to happen. Not that I want you guys performing tracheotomies. Trust me, you guys could do some major damage. But I think it is important to know, God forbid you are on a deserted island and somebody is choking on a piece of coconut. All right, let's first talk about the Heimlich and choking. So what is the universal sign that somebody is choking? Usually a choking victim will have their hands around their throat. They'll look desperate. They'll look panicked. Okay? They obviously won't breathe. They'll be quiet. Okay? You know, many people think somebody drowning or somebody in trouble is going to alert everybody, I'm in trouble. No, that's not the case. Somebody choking is very quiet. So while you guys are all laughing and heeing and hawing and smacking each other on the head while you guys are in your revelries, somebody choking next to you could be doing so very, very quiet and could already be 5 seconds, 10 seconds, 20 seconds, 30 seconds in before anybody even notices. Now, sometimes the breathing could be a little noisy, like, all right, they obviously can't speak, are going to have trouble coughing. They could start turning blue or gray, their lips, fingernail beds, etc. According to WikiHow, they have some real nice pictures of what this could look like. But a choking victim could unfortunately have an issue. And it may not even be choking. It could be an allergic reaction. Now that all these people are allergic to peanuts, who used to not be, you could have an allergic reaction to a peanut where you start to have such swelling. So what you want to do is you want to calm the victim down and you need to call 911. You need to now recruit as many people as possible to the scene. Have somebody call 911. Have somebody make sure they're at the door motioning to the paramedics where to go. The paramedics will make it to the building, but they sure can help. It sure can help if there is a nice red carpet for them, showing them and a nice pathway for them to go. Okay? Now, you don't want to get the patient lying down. This is one of the very rare emergencies where you want the patient standing up. Okay? You need to get behind the patient to get ready to perform the Heimlich. Okay? I would avoid the back blows. Okay? Back in the 70s and 80s in TV shows, you saw people smacking people on the back. That could just make it go worse. Okay, I've never learned in all of my medical training to do blows behind the back. Okay, that's not the best thing to do. However, we might do this in infants where we try to, but I honestly wouldn't go there. What you want to do is you want to stand behind the victim. Have your legs separated to form kind of a tripod shape because you need to be a buttress in case this guy goes unconscious. Now we're probably at the 45-second, 60-second mark. Okay? He could be fainting or going unconscious. So you gotta reach from behind the victim. You gotta circle your hands around his abdomen. You have to find his, you gotta find the bottom of his sternum. Okay? So if you run the sternum, your hands down his sternum or her, and you feel the bone, and then you feel it, come off like a cliff. That is where you bring your fist down. Okay? You make a fist with your dominant hand. The thumb of your fist should point into the stomach. So if you're right-handed, that should be your right hand. Place the fist above his belly button and under the breastbone. Then you wrap the other hand firmly around that fist, and you want to keep your thumb away from the victim's body so you don't prevent injury. So basically, the thumb, when you're kind of doing this, you want your thumb kind of deep in your hand because you don't want to hurt your thumb and you don't want to poke your thumb through. Then you go inward and upward. Inward and upward, like you're making a J. Okay? You press the victim's abdomen with a quick upward thrust using good force. So it's like in, up, and you make the thrust quick, forceful. The victim may be lifted off his feet. That's fine. You got to do these abdominal thrusts in quick succession. You keep repeating it until the object is dislodged and expelled. And many times the patient will cough it out. Ideally, this is good to do before he becomes unconscious. If he unfortunately falls unconscious, you're going to have a more difficult time. All right. So, hopefully emergency services is on their way. You want to try to get whatever out of the airway. If you can't see it, do like a finger sweep. Okay. You got to remain with the victim constantly. And, it's frightening. Now, for some of us doctors, and we've heard of cases on a plane where, somebody would be choking or somebody would, or would go into a big anaphylactic reaction, you could perform a tracheotomy. Now, this is actually called a cricothyroidotomy, where it's something that we do when you have an airway obstruction and you need to make an airway bypassing the mouth and the top part of the throat. Now, some of the choking occurs where the epiglottis is. Now, your epiglottis is a flap of cartilage that separates your breathing tube from your feeding tube, your trachea from your esophagus. And the epiglottis is brilliant, where if you're starting to drink some water, it knows to close off the breathing tube, all right, so that the flap moves that way, just kind of like a railroad. You know how a train's coming, and the train has to go from one path to another, right? And then there's a switch that allows it to go down one path. That's kind of what the epiglottis is, okay? But the epiglottis is a mechanical flap. So the body senses food is coming. So it immediately flaps over, so food goes down the esophagus. Then if you're talking and you're breathing and there's no food, flaps over to cover the esophagus so that your trachea has the airway. I'm not really that keen on its original design. I think that's pretty dangerous, but that's just the way it is, which is why when you're eating, you don't want to confuse your body. Okay, do not confuse the body. You want to make sure that the body knows that if you're eating, you're eating. So, to perform a tracheotomy, if you have that food lodged there messing up with the epiglottis, okay, what you need to do is you need to find the indentation between the Adam's apple and the cricoid cartilage. So, if somebody's lying there, you see the Adam's apple, you go down about an inch, you feel another piece of cartilage, which is just the cricoid cartilage, but in between that soft area is where we would make an incision for the tracheotomy. Make a half-inch horizontal incision. Do it about a half inch deep. Then you pinch the incision or you kind of stick your finger inside to open it up, make it nice and open. And then we stick a little tube in like a pen casing or a straw to keep it open. And it's actually a very, very simple procedure. Now, not that I want you guys to do it. I know I could get into a hell of a lot of trouble telling you guys to perform these. But this is what saved that man's life. Luckily, there was a doctor there. And I, honestly, sometimes you do what you have to do. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Offer not valid in all states and where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. You've been hearing a lot about MyPillow, and I'm here to tell you, wow, it works. With MyPillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep, and I don't wake up with neck pain like I do with some of my other store-bought pillows. MyPillow is my go-to pillow every night. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW. Or you can call 1-800-419-1379. It'll be the best night of sleep ever. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
She's alive. She's alive. Alive.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Elliott Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Also, I write many, many articles relating to health. You can find those on my website at drdahlia.com or on my blog at drdahlia.wordpress.com. And I heard you guys coughing. I heard you coughing and throat clearing, and it was a real obnoxious sound because I really did not enjoy get all the enjoyment I could have out of this Christmas season because it went so gosh darn fast. And before I knew it, everybody was starting to take down their Christmas lights and take down the jingle bells. And instead of hearing jingle bells, I heard your So you guys are coughing. And so I decided to write something to kind of help you guys out on how to deal with your cough. So first, let's examine why do you cough to begin with, okay? Everybody wants to get rid of their cough, all right? Everybody wants to have a shot of whiskey, all right? Maybe some brandy to help them with their cough. What is a cough? Well, remember, your cough is a defense mechanism. It's actually a brilliant defense mechanism. We were just talking about choking. We were talking about your trachea, which is your, you know, your breathing tube, right? The trachea brings air down into the bronchi, which are the main tree branches. And your lungs are like a respiratory tree. We actually use that term, that analogy, a tree. And you have the main stem bronchus. It divides into your right and left. And then you have all these sub little branches that go out into the lungs, bringing the air to an area where it could reperfuse and allow the blood to get oxygen. Okay, because what are the purpose of the lungs? The purpose of the lungs are to bring oxygen into the body to connect with the blood. And how do you do that if you're not just bleeding all over the place and the blood is, you know, secure and, you know, kept internal? So there has to be a very brilliant mechanism such that the blood has a chance to oxygenate. And how that occurs is the blood has to go through the lungs. And when the blood goes through the lungs, okay, through the pulmonary artery or the pulmonary vein. Well, the pulmonary artery brings it to the lungs and the pulmonary vein brings it back to the heart, okay? But how the blood gets to reperfuse and get the oxygen that it needs to is there's a gas exchange that occurs at the alveolar level where that's from the most distal little cells of the respiratory tree that allows the oxygen to diffuse from the air to the bloodstream. So that oxygenated blood goes back to the heart and then it can be pumped throughout, goes throughout the body, has less oxygen by the time it gets back to the heart, gets pumped into the lungs, gets reperfused back into the heart, and then pumped throughout. So the lungs, the main purpose is to let oxygen get in there. And in order for it to happen, in order for that to be, and that to occur, the airway has to be very much open to the outside world. Unfortunately, things can fall into the airway. And so you have a defense mechanism called cough. Now there's these sensory neurons, right? These little nerve cells that if something mechanical or chemical or something triggers it, it'll tell the brain that it has to induce a mechanism to start coughing. Now, the brain will induce a cough, right? Send the signals to make a cough occur. And there's a variety of different pathways that can make this happen. And it may also start sending down immune cells. The brain may be like, wait a second here. Okay, we got something. And we got something that's irritating the airway. We got a piece of meat that's irritating the airway. Or we have a virus. Or we have a bacteria. Or we have a mold spore. So I'm going to recruit you immune cells. Who, us? Yeah, you. But we're on break. No, you get your butts down there. All right, guys, come on, let's rally the troops, let's get down there. So the brain will recruit immune cells to go down there and start to heal any inflammation. Unfortunately, some of these immune cells could do more damage, all right, than they're worth, because they could also cause inflammation and produce excess mucus, etc. Mucus, not music. Well, they probably make some music too. They probably whistle while they work. But they can make excess mucus. So we judge what's wrong with us sometimes based on our mucus, which can actually tell us what's going on. So for example, phlegm. Many times people say, okay, you're coughing. Are you coughing up anything productive? Yeah, it's a productive cough. What color is it? Well, it's green. Okay, well, that's an infection. Yes, it could be a sign of an infection. All right, once you start to have mucus that's green and thick, that means some inflammatory cells are getting involved and are trying to clean up some debris. So it could be bacterial, it still could be viral. So that tells us something. Whereas if it's clear, sort of productive sputum, if it's clear, that tells us more you may have more of an allergic or asthmatic or emphysema type picture. So, you know, we really investigate what's going on in there. So what can cause a cough? Well, we've just talked about it. Bacteria, viruses, fungi, valley fever, you know, fungal infections. So pathogens can cause a cough, tuberculosis, but other things can cause a chronic cough. GERD, gastroesophageal reflux disease. So if you have acid production, and here you are when you're asleep and you don't have the bed elevated 45 degrees, and the acid, right, you burp in your sleep, it comes up from the stomach, up the esophagus, and then it turns that, turns the pike, right, where we talked about with the epiglottis, where your trachea and esophagus are separated. It could make that U-turn and go into the lungs. So when you get acid, stomach acid into your lungs, you're going to be coughing. You're going to be coughing for a while. Medications such as ACE inhibitors, like your captopril, Zestril, benazepril, medicines that end in ill, that causes an accumulation of bradykinin that could induce coughing. So if you are on a new blood pressure medication but you're constantly coughing, you need to probably change that blood pressure medication out. It's not deadly or anything, but it's annoying. Pollution, dust, pollen, smoke. Let's say you're cleaning the house or you bought a new perfume. That may make you cough because of the aerosol. We talk about mold spores. If you have a chronic cough, you need to see if you're growing mold in the house. Cold weather makes you cough. The cold. Exercise can make you cough. Allergies. Post nasal drip. If your nose keeps dripping, that could very easily drip into the lungs, cause irritation. Lung conditions, sarcoidosis, emphysema, asthma could cause chronic cough. People forget that heart conditions could cause chronic cough. Somebody's having a chronic cough, I still check their heart. It could be a sign of heart failure. There could be tumors. Tumors could do it. You could even have a tick. There could be a psychological cough. Some people could just constantly clear their throat like a tick. So people always ask me, Dr. Dahlia, how do you cure a cough? Well, you don't want to cure a cough because you want that defense mechanism, but we could quell or treat the cough. All right, if you have pneumonia, let's say you have an infection in the lobe of the lungs, we'll use antibiotics. Okay, so we'll kill the bacteria that's causing the lung infection and the lung irritation. If you have gastroesophageal reflux disease, GERD, we're going to give you medications that decrease acid production and secretion, so hopefully it doesn't come up into the lungs. If you have allergies, we'll avoid the allergen. Or maybe we'll use antihistamines. Sometimes we even have to use steroids, corticosteroids, to decrease the allergic response in your lungs. If it's a tumor, we'll take out the tumor. Maybe we'll do surgery, radiation, chemotherapy. But the big cough that I think you guys are having right now is this viral nagging cough. So what I always recommend is steam. I love steam showers. Take a hot shower. Use a vaporizer. Use a humidifier. Hold your head over a pot on the stove, but don't get too close. And the cough reflex subsides with the steam and helps decrease inflammation. You also have to stay hydrated. You got to drink. All right? If you have a dry throat, that's going to induce a cough reflex. You don't want a dry throat. You want to stay hydrated. Plus, you don't want the mucus thick like sticky dough. You want the more hydrated you are, the thinner it is, so it runs through. Honey. Studies have found that honey can be an effective cough suppressant. You can't give honey to kids under 1 year old, but you could use honey with warm water, lemon juice, tea, that'll work. Cough drops with menthol work. Menthol is like a local anesthetic, so it decreases the sensation in the back of the throat, decreasing irritation. But chocolate, there was a study that found that chocolate, because of the theobromine, suppresses the cough. Works better than narcotics, which you got to be careful with. You don't want to use narcotics if you don't have to. Peppermint, thyme, eucalyptus, licorice, ginger, thyme. Sorry about that. They all work. 1-877 Doc Dahlia. Don't go away.
Rebel. If you or someone you know is addicted to drugs or alcohol, please store this number or call right now. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078. By calling the Addiction Rehab Specialist, you're taking the first steps to recovery. Their advisors are ready to match you with a proven treatment center that will help you end your drug or alcohol addiction once and for all. Don't waste any more time with drugs or alcohol. Your future is still a bright place. Let the Addiction Rehab Specialist help you break your addiction to drugs and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential, and if you have private insurance, there will be little to no cost to you. Even if you've already been to treatment, give us a call. There's no need to let drugs and alcohol ruin your life. Take the first step now. Call the Addiction Rehab Specialist at 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Sale of a Lifetime, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.saleofalifetime.com/free book. Again, that's saleofalifetime.com/free book.